Marketing Radio Network. Welcome back to eBay Radio, where all listings are promoted. Now here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and your collectibles. Keep your New Year's resolutions and give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-QUACKETY-QUACK-QUACK-QUACK-4630.
Do I sound different without my ovaries?
Do these ovaries make me look fat? I don't know. You sound the same. I don't think you're... Are you expecting a vocal change?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you miss them? Do you feel lighter? How much do they weigh? 10 pounds each?
No. Unfortunately, they only weigh like an ounce.
Really?
Yeah. That was sad. But that part was sad. I thought I was going to lose something. But
it's quick surgery, right? You did it laparoscopically.
I did. They put you out completely.
They do, of course.
You know. And, but I was, you know, they woke me up afterward.
How did they wake you up? A tap on the shoulder?
I don't remember.
Oh, Lee.
And they said, would you like something to
Rosalie,
drink?
Rosalie, it's time to wake up.
Absolutely, I want something to drink. And they gave me some water.
Oh, that's all.
And then I had to get up and go potty. And while I was going potty, she said to Melissa, is your father's car out there? Melissa says, he's in the waiting room. She said, well, go tell him to pull the car up. She's ready to go home. So all I had to do was get up one time, and they sent me out, sent me packing. But I'm glad
they
did.
Yeah, as long as
they
know you can walk.
Exactly. And go,
they need
and
that
go
bed.
Potty yourself,
right.
You know. And
they
so,
need the bed for someone else.
And Melissa came and stayed with me for a few days with me and John, because John had a little cold. We had to kind of keep him off to the side a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want
but
to
I feel great, and I'm back at work today, it was fantastic. So.
Yeah, I was thinking of having my ovaries removed.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, it's a thing now, so I'm never going to have kids. And
so you might as well just get it over with, right?
Oh, wait, I don't have any.
Oh, gosh, time now to go to Dallas, Texas for today's E-Betsy Briefs. Take it away, Betsy.
Speaking of ovaries.
Last year, I recommended thanking your international buyers in their native language. Now I want to take that one step further.
Uh-oh.
It's also thoughtful and fun to take a moment to check the buyer's feedback for idiomatic comments in their own language. Then use those in your feedback for them. For example, alles bestens for a German buyer, meaning it's all good.
Right.
Or acquirente eccellente. I'm sure Griff can say that better than I can. Excellent buyer for an Italian customer.
Yep.
Or for a French customer, transaction parfaite, perfect transaction. Those particular phrases are easy to figure out because their words are similar to English. But use Google Translate if you're not sure what a comment means.
Yeah, you want
and
to
remember,
be careful, right?
Yeah. Very careful if you're speaking Chinese or Russian, yes.
Remember, that's
A
great tip.
The international language of eBay.
Good tip, Betsy.
Very good tip.
Thank
yes.
you.
Thank
now
you.
Back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you so much.
And you know, to Betsy's point, the vast majority of sellers on eBay in countries like Italy or France or and even China, they're becoming more and more fluent in English. It's not that they don't understand, but boy, do they appreciate the effort. You know who really, especially places like Italy where Italians think, why would you try to learn Italian? No one else speaks it. Just, you know. So if you make the effort, it's a sign of customer courtesy and concern,
oh, yeah.
And customers love it.
I
they
think
just
it's
love
a
it.
Fantastic tip. Betsy, again, thank
just
you
just be
so much.
Careful, you know, make sure you do double check it. You could say something you didn't intend.
Oy vey.
Right, and you find yourself dating someone from, you know, Taiwan.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. George in Henderson, Nevada is on the line with us,
ooh,
known as
Henderson.
Jay for Money on eBay. Hey, George, what's your question or comment today?
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
I've had the pleasure of meeting you guys at eBay Open this year.
Oh, that was fun,
and,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was big fun. And also, I got to give one of my seller tips, and I heard on eBay Radio later, which was, you know, made me feel like a big star.
Well, you are. You're a big star.
And today, the subject of the shipping rates going up and, you know, this whole idea of raising prices and staying competitive was, I think, a good time because I was in the middle of saving some money on shipping right here. And I said, let me throw out a little wisdom out there to the people out on eBay Radio.
Sure.
And my tip at that time was to check FedEx. Put it this way. There's a shipping service on FedEx. I'm going to try to get it while we talk. On FedEx, that is usually a dollar or two, sometimes more, cheaper than the priority rate that we get. And I assume that they're getting the 300-plus shipping rate, and they're passing it on to us. I'm going to take a look at it right now. Here we go. And that has consistently saved me money. I mean, I'm talking about when I'm trying to send a package, and it looks like it's a $10 ship, and I'll go on SmartPost, FedEx SmartPost.
Ah, SmartPost.
Oh, SmartPost, okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, FedEx SmartPost. It's so easy to check it. You go, you just click carrier to FedEx, and then all you have to do, the only difference is you have to add a dimension of the package. And not always, but when it's time, when you'll always get a buck or two over the priority. And the beauty of that is that you don't have to take it to the FedEx store. It has a barcode for the post office. So when you take that package, it'll never have to see FedEx. You can take that package to the post office. They'll scan their barcode and away you go. How's that for a piece of love right there?
Yeah, that's good.
I like
good.
It. Thank like it you much. So much, George. Call anytime.
All right. And quickly about returns. So I was one of those guys that, like, I used to fight with everybody with the returns until one day I heard you guys talking about it. And I said, you know what? Let's try not fighting with everybody. Let's just give them love, you know? And I find that most of my return customers are people that have returned stuff. So the other day, a guy returned something, and I just quick and easy, happened to be something that it was defective, right? You know, I sell I sell new old stock parts, and sometimes they get old and crinkly here and whatever, and they're not usable. What are you going to do, right? So I returned the guy's money without having to send it back or whatever, and the guy was thrilled about it. He said, you know, please don't block me like this other guy did for returning something. And I was like, dude, I would never do that. That's crazy. Like, why, after I already went through the trouble of doing something, doing right by you,
yeah,
why would I get rid of that goodwill? That's goodwill like I might be able to use later on. So,
amen, brother.
I have to tell you, you're a very smart, a smart guy.
George,
I
call us back again, please.
I wish everyone was as smart as George.
He's known for J for money.
He wishes everybody was as smart as George. I like that.
I do. Okay, I wish everyone was as smart as George.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you,
George. What do you sell, by the way?
Hear you guys, and I sell auto parts. We sell
auto parts. Right. Okay. Yeah, that can be a tough business.
So, George, you're living in Henderson, Nevada. When did you leave New York or New Jersey?
I left Long Island 6 years ago, and I've been here in Henderson ever since. And I bought this business originally from an old couple that was ready to go visit the grandkids in a motorhome. And I'm grateful to them every day for what they started here.
We hope to see you in July.
We will. I'm sure you'll come to
for
the next
eBay season. Open Absolutely. 2018. Thank you so much for your call today. Our number is 888-RADIO 30, 888-723-4630.
I can't wait to meet George at because I don't remember him from eBay.
I don't either, but
people.
I sure will remember
I'll
him
remember
now.
I'll remember him now, exactly.
Rob from Chicago, Illinois, known as Olympic Clinic on eBay. What a great name. Hey, Rob, what's your question or comment?
Oh, I wanted to maybe talk a little bit about shipping and returns.
Sure.
That seems like the topic today.
Yes.
The first, you know, we'll get to returns in a second, but as far as shipping, what is your feeling on limiting somebody to, say, 10 items per transaction rather than letting somebody buy 50 items from you in, like, one transaction?
Why would I want to do that?
Yeah. Why would you want to limit?
Because what if somebody's not happy with, if they buy in, like, I don't want someone to buy all my items and then they be my competitor, you know, buy all my inventory and then try to go in business for themselves.
Why?
I just, I don't, you know, I don't want that much. You know, you've got to try to limit your competition a little
bit. But that's not the way you limit your competition. You limit your competition by competing, not by blocking them from purchasing. I think it's a mistake for any seller to get into a head place where they start questioning the motives of their buyer. My buyer's buying all these shirts for me so they can sell them on eBay. My reaction would be, if that was true, I'd say, mazel tov, good luck. You're paying me a profit. If you can make a profit, have at it. They're not going to be able to sell them for less than they paid you. So I just don't understand that kind of mindset. It doesn't make any sense. But if somebody's there with the cash and they want to buy something, I'm in business to sell it. Here, take the item. Give me your cash. I don't care what you do with it. List it on eBay. Good luck. I don't care.
But what if you don't know this person and they buy a bunch of items from you and they turn out to be like a problem buyer? And then all of a sudden,
let's hold you on the phone because you're the perfect caller.
Yeah,
for this
you're the
discussion.
What if we caller. Like this, yeah. We like this.
Stay on the line. This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
The portability of today's online business makes entrepreneurship more liberating than ever. Think about it. Couples RV across the country, product sourcing and selling on eBay all the way. Many couples travel or even move overseas, and their businesses on eBay hardly miss a beat. Then there's the coffee shop crowd and the sit on a rock on the beach and list gang. To discover a taste of this liberation, move around your house. Bring a laptop outside on the porch or sunroom for an hour during the day. Try the Wi-Fi at the nearest coffee shop or, yes, even the beach. Today, the world really is your office.
This retail moment was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 434.
Knowledge is power, and on eBay, it's profit as well. Linda Bryant is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bryant Apple and the Thai Whisperer. She says, research your products.
The thing about researching neckties is it changes constantly. Years ago, I could really sell all these Jerry Garcia ties, and they would go, they'd fly out. I couldn't give them away now. You have to keep on looking and learning. I have 7 books that have been written about neckties, and I'm going to love researching and learning all about those because that's a lot to learn.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always first in best match. Here's Griff.
Unbelievable. It's segment 8 already. This is hard to believe. This open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Now, give us a call. For Auld Lang Syne, even though it's a little late, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And we're on the line right now with
Rob.
With Rob from Chicago. So, Rob, it sounds to me like you've got this thing about it's paranoia about a buyer's going to abuse you for some reason. Why do you feel this way?
Well, whether they, you know, if there could be a problem, you know, having somebody wanting to return say, having a problem with 10 items and get 10 negative feedbacks. I mean, that could be just a hole you can't dig yourself out of.
But why would you assume that? I know people with 10 negative feedbacks who are selling millions of dollars a year.
I know, probably selling like, you know, having like 100,000 items, 100,000 feedbacks, those people.
So I think you're planning for a worst case scenario, which quite frankly doesn't happen. If it does happen, then it's usually with sellers who have really treated a buyer badly. So if a buyer wants to buy 10 items from me, I'm going to sell them the 10 items because that's why I'm in business. I'm not in business to collect good feedback. I'm in business to make sales.
Let me kind of get back to how I got around this, okay? And I guess why does eBay have that feature where you could limit people to how many items they could purchase?
I think it's a legacy feature from a long time ago. I remember when that was put in place about, it's almost 20 years ago. We provide a lot of options for sellers, which I think are stupid, like blocking buyers. What a ridiculous thing to do. I just don't understand it.
People I blocked.
Huh?
Yeah, I was thinking of maybe having a New Year's amnesty and like unblocking everybody I've blocked.
How many people have you blocked? Hey, Rob, hold on.
Probably 100.
Rob, hold on.
100 buyers?
Oh my God. Rob! You need us, honey.
Let me tell you a couple things. One thing I've done when I found a buyer wants to buy more than 10 items for me, what I've done is I've made a special lot. They'll tell me in an email what they want, and I'll say 25 items, and I'll do research on them a little bit, and then if everything's cool, then I'll make a...
Stop right where you are. You'll do research on them? What do you do for research?
To check their what feedback they've left for others.
Rob,
so you're going to make a deal dependent upon what a buyer has said about their experiences with
sellers. They're having to bring me in smelling salts right now.
Yeah, this is bad business.
Rob, you
just make the sales. It's probably not a bad idea to put a lot together. There's nothing wrong with that. Be very careful.
Yeah.
Be very careful when you do this, because we instituted a policy change last year where if your messages appear that you're trying to make a sale outside of eBay, you're going to get in trouble. Make sure that your email messages to a buyer are very clear that you're selling the items on eBay and that you're putting a lot of items together to sell on eBay. If you don't, you can find yourself in hot water real quick.
And Rob, we would love to talk to you again here on eBay Radio.
Look at all the calls.
I know. As a matter of fact, Rob, if you want to call us back in like 40 minutes when we do our next open phone segment, we'd love to continue this conversation with you. I understand your points, but they're having to bring me in smelling salts.
Yeah, we just need to get you out of that headset. It's not going to help your business.
And very
it's not
quickly,
good.
Griff, before we go off the air for this hour, Nanette from Los Angeles, California, known as American Artifacts on eBay, is on the line with us.
Sure.
Nanette, what's your question or comment?
I heard the duck quack.
Oh.
Yay.
Okay.
Okay, duck quacker.
I'm guessing it's Exenium.
Let me check.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, you're right. It's correct. It is.
And what
it's
does Exenium. It mean, Nanette?
It means a gift or a New Year's gift.
That's correct.
It's a gift given at New Year's.
That's
exactly.
Right.
And our Exenium is your call today.
And if you send me, because you've won, you'll win the prize. And this week it's a branded eBay bag. And if you send me your shipping address, street address, please, no P.O. boxes, to griff@ebay.com, and in the subject line put secret word prize winner, I will make sure you get your prize sent right out to you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Nanette. We appreciate your call. Griff, you know, there's an article that I read a long time ago in Entrepreneur Magazine, and I just found it. It was from April 2017.
Yeah.
And it's called "The Secret to Starting a Business is Managing the Changes."
Oh.
And I thought this was a good one. If anybody is having a problem with the changes made by the USPS or in your business, you might want to read that article. It was an excellent article. Again, it's called "The Secret to Starting a Business is Managing the Changes," in entrepreneur.com.
So there is a whole science. It's called change management.
Definitely.
We practice it inside eBay.
Oh,
most corporations do. Every business has to have a change management plan.
Because that's the whole, that's every business has changes.
Yeah,
change is something that you're supposed to embrace. even though change can be hard, you need to embrace it.
Yeah, I'm still reeling from that last caller saying they didn't want to sell.
Well, I'm hoping that he will call us back in 40 minutes and we can continue the conversation.
I get really concerned when because my whole goal in life is for sellers to succeed.
So he's blocked 100 people.
Yeah, jeez.
Do we think that those 100 people are not still buying? Of course they're buying.
Can you send your block list of people can you send them just send them a mass email or do something. But, you know, whenever you're corresponding, dear listener, with somebody you're blocking, can you send them my user ID? It's Griffill, and tell them you can buy used men's apparel from this guy. I don't want your business. Or if not me, if it's some other line of like it's women's wear, find a nice women's wear seller on eBay and ask them if they'd be happy if you sent them your block customers, because I know I want them.
Bob, call us back next hour.
I want your block customers. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Up next, selling and shipping really big stuff. Oh, I like that topic. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought. Yeah.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.